Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks for being with us today here on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey caught the nation's attention earlier this month, but local and state races yielded other notable results too. 8 openly transgender politicians won races from school board in New Hampshire to state assembly in Virginia. In Minnesota, Andrea Jenkins became the first openly transgender woman of color elected to public office in the United States when she was elected to city council in Minneapolis.
It feels incredible. I think it's a symbol of hope for not only transgender people, but all people.
Those are big wins for transgender people, and they suggest that attitudes are changing in this country. But for Lala Zanell, those victories are only part of the story. According to the Human Rights Campaign, at least 25 transgender Americans have been murdered in America in 2017, the most on record. Today marks the Transgender Day of Remembrance. Lala Zanell is lead organizer at the New York City Anti-Violence Project, and she's here to talk about this Day of Remembrance in victorious but still violent times for transgender people. Lala, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is the Transgender Day of Remembrance. What are you thinking about today?
Well, days like this are always very hard. They're very emotional, but also very empowering. And so I've been gearing up for today or this weekend and had my moment of sadness because I lost a lot of friends this past year that I personally knew or knew through other community members and holding them down during that time. And so today is important to me to lift up the folks we lost, but also to look around at each other and like uplift TGNC folks, particularly trans women of color that are alive today.
Lala, you used the acronym TGNC. What does that mean?
Transgender Nonconforming.
And so you said that you have several friends this year that you've lost. Did you lose them to violence?
Throughout my life, I've lost so many friends throughout my life. I'm from Detroit, Michigan originally. And I've had so many friends of mine just being killed for simply who they are. And back then, and still sometimes today, like there's no recourse. There was no discussion. It was just they were killed and kept moving on. And so it wasn't until I moved to New York City and Elon Nettles had passed where I actually was in a space where I actually to see trans women of color actually mourning deaths of trans women. And it was so empowering and healing to actually be able to mourn someone that we lost in a time where I grew up, where I was told there was no room for mourning. Be glad that you're still here. And that was the motive. It was no time for grief because they knew that police didn't care, families didn't care half the time. A lot of my friends got buried under their dead names. A lot of my friends, we weren't even allowed to say goodbye. And so it's always funny to me that chosen family gets so erased when so many trans folks, particularly trans women of color, are being raised by chosen communities, or we're the chosen communities, we're parents in these communities. And when we leave, the parents that never affirmed them, never cared about them, threw them out to the streets, would like to come and claim the body and bury them, not in their authentic self. And so like that really hurt me to see as well.
Lala, you suggested that things have changed to some degree, that now you can mourn your friends in public. Now you don't have to bury them under their dead names, that now they're not just pushed to the side or those deaths aren't in the shadows. And that sounds comforting. And yet these deaths are still going on. I just quoted a figure of 25 murders so far this year, and 2017 isn't over. I mean, I would love to celebrate with you, but the violence is still going on.
Yes, the violence is going on, and it's going to continue to go on due to the misgendering that happens. So we know that there are probably more deaths because of the misgendering that happens to trans folks. We also know that there's nothing going on in this country really to address the root causes of violence that happens to trans folks, particularly trans women of color. There's no conversation around how misogyny and toxic masculinity plays a big part, particularly in people of color communities where they're policed on their masculinity and policed and taught through religion and through systems that trans folks are disposable, that we're an abomination, that we should go to hell, and that it's okay to beat us. And the crime, the legislation in this country proves that it's okay. And in this current political climate where we have a president that has clearly has an agenda against LGBT folks and no space for trans folks, particularly trans folks and undocumented folks of color, it's important that we as community leaders and we as politicians and we as people in power that may not be on that level to every day you get up, your day is to dismantle transphobia in your life. Every day you get up is for you to be a bigger person and carve out space for trans folks of color and trans folks in your life, period. And that's how you create change. And so, yes, today is sad. And yes, we have lost over 25 trans women, and particularly a lot of them being trans women of color. But guess what? We are still here living unapologetically in our truth, you know? And so, like, today, it's hard. But I have to look at the people that are still here breathing, and every day that I get up and I'm still here, that's a blessing, because the reality is I can leave this interview today and be attacked outside simply for who I am. I could be killed on the streets right outside this very studio I'm sitting in. That's the reality of this country. And people need to learn that reality and humanize trans folks, and not just say the names and not just come around for T-Door because you think that's important, but show up 365 days out of the year. Trans folks is 100% commitment like every other community.
Well, Lala, let's talk about how things are today. On the one hand, there's this violence. On the other hand, it's clear that societal attitudes are changing when it comes to transgender folks, right? I mean, we talked about 8 politicians elected just 2 Tuesdays ago. That's real power that transgender people are getting for themselves, something that would have been unheard of 5 or 10 years ago. So there are these two things going on at the same time, right? Changing societal attitudes, and yet in the basic safety for transgender folks, things aren't changing.
Yes, some trans folks have won, and that's brilliant. But I don't want the narrative to be because they were trans. They won because they were politically brilliant. They're smart. They're innovative. And they know what their communities need. And they took that chance to be their full, authentic self, to put themselves on the line for change, not just for trans and gender nonconforming folks, but for the communities that they lived in. And so for me, I'm very happy. Andrea Jenkins is like a chosen community sister to me. And I just saw her in Philly last year, and she was telling me she was going for city council. And I was like, I got you. You know, like, I support you. And so to hear someone that I personally know win, like, that's history. And like, I believe that there are so many new trans and gender nonconforming ancestors and historians that will be in this next generation. So moving forward, if it doesn't even happen, the violence doesn't end in my lifetime, at least I know there's a lot of work being down on the ground that when I leave and when Andrea Jenkins leave and all these other leaders leave, there will be a template of history there for trans folks who are, when I came out, I didn't see visible trans folks. I didn't see any possibility models of anything else besides violence. And so that narrative is changing. And so I think that's also important. And we also must go deeper. Like, yes, they won, but we need to go deeper and be able to win wins in bigger states with more power, political power as well. And so we have to prepare transgender nonconforming folks and get them into politics and show this country that we are a powerful constituency, and we do have thoughts, and we do know how to shift things that are going on in this country. And we're not just a conversation that you can have about us, but us not sitting at the table. And so that we're taking control of our narratives and we're putting ourselves in those spaces, even though they're uncomfortable, even though that we know that they're hard, but we're showing up more than ever. And we have no choice but to, because of this new political regime that's constantly always attacking trans folks and shifting the narrative that we're just like these horrible people. And we're just trying to combat that.
Celebrations and a reckoning with the realities of violence against transgender people still in America in 2017. Lala Zinnell, thank you for being with us today on this Transgender Day of Remembrance. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.